Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host Brian Sternberg. On this episode, we are fortunate to have on Natane Moody. Natane just finished his career as a top offensive lineman for the Fresno State Bulldog football team and is one of the top players in the country. Natane, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
To start, Natane, what went into your decision to declare for the NFL draft and forego your senior season?
There was a lot of things that went into it, but I mean, the big reason was probably my injuries, and I didn't want to stay another year and possibly get hurt again. And I also went to the doctors, checked out my foot, and they said everything would be on schedule to be back before pro day. So That was good.
And you just said you were injured last season. How do you think missing that time really motivated you to prove that you have talent?
Well, I tried to show it every game I can, but I mean, unfortunately, I got injured. So, I mean, that builds up a lot in me for the next time I go out there. I just want to show them what I could do. You know what I mean? So, I mean, it really motivates me to try to get back, get healthy, and then show out, basically.
And Natane, I want to talk a little bit about now that you've declared, what are you going to be working on in particular this offseason to try and show scouts?
Basically, right now, I get my boot off on Thursday, so we're going to take things to the next level after that. So I just want to be able to show that I'm healthy and that I could run and all that. I'm still training for everything else too. Not just I'm doing rehab with it and everything. So I just want to be able to show that I'm healthy and that I could basically be 100%.
How has dealing with that adversity really helped you grow, not only as a person on the field, but also off the field?
Yeah, I mean, all those times I got injured, it was pretty hard for me, but I mean, it's things like you got to go through. So, I mean, it helped me really grow within. I mean, even on the film room, getting plays down and stuff like that, and even outside of football too, with my school and stuff, and just being able to, I mean, see things differently, basically.
And Natane, we know obviously it wasn't the outcome to end your collegiate career that you wanted, but what was it like playing under Coach Tedford there? And can you describe your relationship with him?
Yeah, it was awesome. It was a great time. When he had came in, everybody was excited. Everybody was bought into what he was preaching. And, I mean, we went to the championship twice the past three seasons. So, yeah, it was a pretty exciting for us. Even his first year here, when we didn't win the state championship, we were motivated to go back and, I mean, win the whole thing.
And coming from a smaller school, what would you say to anyone who's doubting you?
I mean, nothing. I just want to show them what I could do. Just watch the film.
And Natane, we've seen the success on the field. When you look at the numbers, 193 pass blocking snaps, only 3 pressures. So we obviously know the talent is there. But in terms for scouts and GMs, what type of player are they going to get in you in the locker room?
In the locker room, I would probably say, I mean, other than the football side, I would probably say I'm a pretty fun guy to be around, I guess. I mean, I like to have fun too, but when it's time to play football, it's time to play football. You know what I mean?
How do you think the redshirting helped your development as a player?
I mean, it helped me a lot getting in the film room, just learning our plays more, and also just getting stronger in the weight room. So, yeah, that was a good. Redshirting is never a bad thing. It can be good as well. So.
And your redshirt freshman year, you started in all 14 games. Did you expect to see that much playing time so early on in your career?
Yes. I mean, that was my goal when I first got there in the first place, was to start right away. But, I mean, things didn't go our way. And, I mean, I was excited. I mean, I was blessed with the opportunity to start 14 games. So it was exciting.
Natani, it takes collegiate athletes some time to adjust to the collegiate game. At what point did it click for you and you realized you could have a huge impact on your offense?
I would say probably during practices, you know. I mean, just going out there and executing everything to my fullest. And actually, I mean, coaches in the film room telling me I'm doing what I'm doing wrong and what I'm doing right. I mean, I just thought I would have an impact in the offense, so I was excited for season.
And we know the importance of watching film, but when you watch film, is there a player in the NFL that you take pieces from their game and apply it to your game?
My favorite NFL player right now would probably be Quentin Nelson. And I just think he's a beast. And I try to mock my game after him.
What aspects of Quinn's game do you feel like you try and replicate into yours, and what does he embody that you feel that you're able to do on the field in terms of strength, power, agility?
I mean, the guy is nasty, and that's probably my favorite part about it. He likes to finish guys to the ground. I mean, and he's super smart. He picks up stuff and he can move too. So, I mean, he's basically, he got everything. So, kind of want to be like that.
And now we're getting to the point where it's the pre-draft process and things of training and things of that are necessary. Have you started meeting with agents? Is there anyone helping you with that process?
Yeah, so, I mean, I've already signed with one. They're called Ascend Athletics. I mean, even throughout the time I was injured, they were there the whole time. So I had a lot of trust in them. So I just signed with them. And I've been in Nashville since last week, training the whole time, doing rehab and stuff.
A hypothetical question we like to ask every athlete we interview is, if you could be trained by one player currently in the NFL or retired, who would it be and why?
Like I said, Quinn Nelson is my favorite right now. So, I mean, just I like the way he plays. I would love to learn everything that he knows. And I just think he's a beast.
And I know you have a little while before this, but have you thought about signing an NFL contract and the first thing you'd want to do with the signing bonus?
No, I haven't really thought about that at all. I've just been trying to get healthy, you know, just lifting weights and doing what I can to get back on the field.
And do you have any career aspirations once your football career is over?
I mean, I majored in graphic design in Fresno State. So, I mean, if whenever I'm done, I probably would like to, you know, work for probably the NFL or something, but be a graphic designer for them or something like that.
And Natani, for our last question, for any rising high school football player, what is one piece of advice you could give to them?
I would probably say just keep grinding, I guess, and stay focused. Keep it up in the classroom. I mean, that's the biggest thing right there. I mean, because nowadays everybody's good, but some, but do you have grades to, like, you know what I'm saying?
That was Netani Moody, formerly from Fresno State. We're wishing you best of luck with this draft process and good luck with everything.
Yep, thank you very much.